It's a very complex case with not only two different shootings in the same event, but in a crowded shopping mall with potentially hundreds of witnesses and possibly multiple videos involved. So they're working through a tremendous volume of evidence and working hard to try to find the truth of what took place that night.
I want to move back to the night of the shooting. And you, Mayor Brocato, the chief of police and other officials within just a few hours came out and announced at a late night press conference that police had shot and killed the shooter. The mall reopened early the next morning. And then later we found out that Emantic Bradford Jr. wasn't the gunman that night. So what went wrong? I mean, how does something like this happen? Why were you so quick to name the shooter? Mayor Brocato.
Well, you have to look at the circumstances. You had a very crowded mall that night. People out enjoying themselves, shopping, packed. And you had gunfire that erupted in the middle of the mall. And you had police officers that were there, within seconds. And so the situation was apparent to them at that time that maybe they had engaged the shooter. So, we learned, I learned the next day that that was not the facts. And so certainly what we did is immediately corrected that. And that's what we wanted to do all along. We wanted to make sure that we've been very transparent, open, admit any mistakes that we have. And remember that quickly after this occurred, the investigating agencies that would be investigating us as well came in quickly and collected all of the evidence. And so we worked very close with them to make sure that they had everything that we had.
So Mayor Brocato, you said you that night yourself were under the impression that Bradford was the shooter.
I was. That when I arrived on the scene, that was the information that I was given.
By whom?
By the police department.
It's important for us to say that the city of Hoover and the police department never released Mr. Bradford's name or image. We actually didn't know his name because he didn't possess any identification that night. Tragically, the incident was revealed to his family via social media, and that's something that was beyond our control. But we never identified him by name until we put out the statement stating that he was not actually the shooter. We know that Mr. Bradford and Brian Wilson, who was a shooting victim, are close friends. So there's a lot of the story that remains to be told.
You don't have to look very far to see chatter right now on social media and elsewhere about the city of Hoover, particularly among minorities, that the city is racist or that the city police are racist. And also, chatter among other folks regarding the protesters who are mostly black, calling them racist. And now there's just this strong racial undertone to this whole tragedy. What is the city doing to quell some of that? Mayor Brocato.
Well, we're aware of that. And we're saddened to hear that because we really don't believe that Hoover is a racist city. If you look at our demographics, we are a very diverse city, probably as diverse as any city in the United States. And we take a lot of pride in the fact that we are a city that's diverse. Our police department is diverse, and it's the most diverse department in our city. We hear that. I mean, we can't ignore the chatter. That's incumbent upon us as we move forward after the investigation, get all of this laid out, let's get to the truth. It's important for us to start that healing process, particularly in the leadership in our African American community.
How do you plan to do that?
Well, we've already, some have reached out to us and we have reached out to them as well. This is a sad thing for the city of Hoover, and we want to get it right. We don't believe we're that kind of city. We want to be a model for how this was handled, and we don't want it to happen again.
You know, the attorney for the family of Emantic Bradford Jr. is calling for the release of video footage. demonstrators are calling for the release of this footage, and people out in the community are looking for more information on the shooting. How much longer can people expect to wait before we know a little bit more about what happened that night?
Right. So, but Mr. Crump, the family's attorney, has actually seen some video footage that's been made available to him. He's not, he did not disclose that, but we're all aware now that he's seen video footage.
Mr. Crump has come out and said that, as you said, he has seen some of the video, and the family has, but they're saying that that's not enough. They want to see more.
Sure, absolutely. We all want to see it. We all want to see all the evidence. And Aaliyah has notified all of us, including the family, that they have an internal policy or goal of a 60-day investigation on officer-involved shootings. Now, that's a guideline. I don't think that they can make any guarantee that, things will happen within that time frame. They've also told all of us that this is a very complex investigation. Multiple shootings, multiple weapons, and hundreds of potential witnesses. So we can't say a date certain. I don't believe Aaliyah can say a date certain. And we're just all waiting, and we're waiting for the full truth. And that really has to be our focus. We'd like it now, but we'd rather have it correct.